William McKean is the chair of the journalism department of the University of Florida. His latest book is Outlaw Journalist, The Life and Times of Hunter S. Thompson. I spoke to McKean recently about Thompson's cultural significance.
He was, I think, one of the great literary journalists of the 20th century, and Tom Wolfe went so far as to call him the greatest comic writer of the 20th century. And so there are a lot of people who know who he is who don't really know anything about him and who haven't read his work. And so I was kind of writing for those people to say why they should care. And I do think he was a great, distinctive, truly original American voice. And also, I do think, as Tom Wolfe told me in one of the interviews for the book, that he was probably the most famous writer for people who don't read.
In writing stories, people are often told to ask themselves about why should I care. So really, why should people care about this man?
Well, he lived an epic American life. I mean, sort of the reference I would use is Zelig, the old Woody Allen movie, but I show how old I am. Today, I'd probably have to say Forrest Gump. He was a lot like Forrest Gump, except much smarter. And he was everywhere. He was in Haight-Ashbury when the counterculture was born. He was in South America at a time of dissent and turmoil. He rode with the Hells Angels. He was beaten by the police during the riot at the Democratic Convention in 1968. And interestingly enough, the night that the Watergate was broken into, he was downstairs in the bar. I don't think it had anything to do with the burglary, but
are you sure?
I think he was having a tequila, so he probably couldn't have handled the intricacies of the burglary. But the thing is, he was everywhere. He had this great life, and I just thought people should care about somebody who not only was everywhere, but who wrote about it so well. I think he left behind a half century of writing about America, about one man's life in America. And I think it's a great cultural record.
Did you know Hunter S. Thompson?
Yes, I met him back in the 70s and then ran into him again in the 80s when we were covering the Democratic Convention. And that's when I saw what had happened to him is that, you know, I think there were a lot of writers that were influential on him. And what he chose to do to teach himself to write, because he was never really went to college. He took classes here and there, and he missed his high school graduation. He was unfortunately in jail. But he taught himself to write by retyping books that he admired. And he wouldn't change any words. He just wanted to retype The Great Gatsby or retype The Sun Also Rises because he wanted to feel what it was like to have those words pass through your body and come out through your fingers. I think Hemingway obviously shaped him to some extent. Naturally, being of that generation, coming of age in the 50s, he was shaped to some extent by Kerouac. But I think a lot of his worldview seems to have come from Henry Miller. Henry Miller returned to the United States just after the Second World War and wrote a book about a cross-country journey, sort of a love-hate story about his country called The Air-Conditioned Nightmare. And I think that work, that kind of writing by Henry Miller was very influential on Hunter. In fact, he later moved to Big Sur, California, where Henry Miller lived, hoping to run into him. In fact, he used to go wait by Henry Miller's mailbox every day, hoping for a chance encounter.
He never
met him.
If someone from Mars landed on Earth and you had to explain what gonzo journalism is, what is that?
The simple definition is it's whatever Hunter Thompson wrote. A regular journalist would write the story and leave himself or herself completely out. And isn't that kind of artificial? You know, that doesn't seem right. We seem to need to know something about the struggle to get the information, not just the information itself. And so that's what Hunter always did, is he made himself the window on the story. He was the central character, but he was also the window. And when he would ask a question, it came in his narrative at almost precisely the point that the reader would have the question. So I always thought it was a very honest way for a journalist to work. It's not going to work for everybody. It would get tiresome if every story was written that way, but it worked for him.
William McKean is the author of Outlaw Journalist, The Life and Times of Hunter S. Thompson.